Hi, and welcome to Wendelicious at Gold. I am your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendelicious. I recently lost 48.5 pounds and earned lifetime membership using the Weight Watchers program. Each week on this show, I will be sharing my personal successes and failures and providing support and motivation to others on a weight loss journey, whether or not it's Weight Watchers. Speaking of which, the views expressed on this show are my own and are not endorsed by Weight Watchers. So let's go. How are you? How are you doing this week? I am sorry I'm a little bit late getting the podcast posted. I usually have this up by Monday morning at 8 a.m., but kind of life got in my way yesterday, so I wasn't able to record. But here I am recording. This will be not days late, but mere hours late. So thanks for understanding. And hey, listen, I am just glad to be here with you today. So let's get going and let's dive right in. Well, how did this week go? How did it go for me? Well, this week was a great week for me personally. I went to both of my fitness classes, both Monday and Wednesday, and I ran twice. So that is 4 days of exercise, which is great. And it's moving me closer to my fitness goals and helping me reach my why, which is that I want to be lean and strong. I wrote that why down on a yellow post-it note and stuck it on my bathroom mirror so I can see it every morning and every evening and remind myself why I am staying on this journey and why I continue to do this every day. I also took a photo of that note and I saved it to my phone's home screen. So every time I felt maybe I was too tired to go to the gym or maybe I just didn't feel like it, I reminded myself of that why and I took a look at my phone and I saw that photo. And then I got myself to the gym and I just did it. And when those runs were getting longer and harder, I also reminded myself of how far I've come. I used to be a totally lazy couch potato. But now, hey man, I'm kind of a runner. 2 years ago, I couldn't run 2 minutes put together. And now I'm regularly and pretty easily running 5Ks, and I'm in training for a 10K. Hey, I've even registered for a 5K this coming Saturday, which is St. Patrick's Day, down at Kent State University. They're doing a St. Patrick's Day run. I thought it'd be fun to get a run in between now and May, which is when the Cleveland Marathon is. So I'm pretty excited about that. I also understand there's some beer at the finish line. As I've mentioned before, alcohol is a big motivator for me running. My first 5K that I ran, we celebrated with Bloody Marys afterwards. Hey, listen, I don't recommend that for everybody, but that's just me. That just makes it fun. But anyway, so like I said, I wasn't a runner before, and now I'm training for a 5K, and I'm training for a 10K, actually, in the Cleveland Marathon. What a difference. I am a totally different person today than I was 2 years ago. And I never want to go back. I never want to go back to old couch potato Wendy. I am finally that person that I always wanted to be. Someone for whom fitness is a regular part of my life. Someone who loves and needs to be active because it feels great and boosts my confidence. I got to tell you, I do this boot camp class on Mondays, and it really kicks my butt. And it's hard. I am not going to lie. It is hard. It's a lot of weights, a lot of circuit training. And, you know, maybe about halfway through, it's really hard. But I got to tell you, it feels so good when I'm done just to be able to, well, first of all, because the pain stops. And second of all, because you just feel great that you've accomplished something. Man, it is the best feeling in the world. So I just love it. And I really love that that's who I've become now. And this whole fitness thing has made a huge difference to my overall health, too. Over the past few years, I've lost 48 and a half pounds, as you know. And my cholesterol has dropped 25 points. I was in the high range before. I was a little bit over 200. My doctor was getting a little bit nervous. And all my other indicators, my blood sugar, my triglycerides, my resting heart rate, now are all normal. I am so happy to just be normal. It is a great feeling. So this week was also great for me food choice wise. I planned my week's meals. I did it on, you know, before I went grocery shopping on Saturday. I kind of thought about everything I wanted to have. And then on Sunday, I kind of plotted out all my meals for the week, just so I know what I was getting myself into. I planned everything. And then I tracked everything I ate. It was the night before sometimes, but I definitely tracked everything I ate, and I tracked it honestly. Now, I definitely dipped into my weekly points too, because I was exercising a lot more, and so I was hungrier than normal. So I was not afraid to dip into those weekly points, give myself some extra breathing room. I have figured out for me that using about half of my weekly points is my sweet spot. That's the place where I found I have the most success. Your mileage may vary, of course, but if you're frustrated with your weight loss, then you should maybe try playing around with your weeklies to find what works best for you. More about that a little later. But here's my bad news for the week. I did not make it to my meeting this week. I go to my meetings on Sunday mornings. Listen, I'm all about being honest with you all here, so I will fess up. I was planning to go. I was awake and just about ready to head upstairs to get ready after feeding my dogs when my younger dog decided to vomit repeatedly all over the living room on the brand new carpet we just had installed last month. Oh, that poor little thing. She had gotten into my husband's package of peanut butter wafer cookies the night before and ate the entire almost full package, including some of the wrapper. Now, I'm not going to get into why my husband thinks it's perfectly okay to keep peanut butter wafers in the house. That's a completely different story. Anyway, the rest of my morning was spent cleaning up the mess, and keeping my eye on her to make sure she was okay. So it was necessary that I stayed home. I did miss my meeting, but I do hope to catch a meeting later in the week if I can. Kind of busy this week, but I'm really going to try. I was pretty bummed about missing the meeting because I really wanted the boost. I really needed it. But sometimes, like I said, life just gets in the way. Anyway, all in all, it was a good week for me, and I am looking forward to another great week this week. I've got my meals planned out, and I've got 4 days of exercise already on my calendar. I have scheduled my priorities. I hope you're looking forward to a great week too. And if you're not, if you're filled with dread at the thought of being on program this week, I want you to step back and ask yourself, what would make this week a good week for me? What do I want to accomplish? What would make me happy and make me feel successful? And I don't mean only good results on the scale. Ask yourself, what change do I want to make? This here is a brief exercise in figuring out your why. Asking yourself again, why you are on this journey and why you want to make those changes or take those actions. And once you have figured out the why, then take another few minutes and figure out how you're going to make it happen. If you don't sort out the why, then you'll never be motivated to do the how. Make a list, check it twice, get after it. You can have a great week once you figure out the why and then the how. And then you will rack up week after week after week of great weeks. And before you know it, you will be at goal. You can do it. All right. Well, this week's episode is inspired by a few questions that came up to me over the week. One was from an email that I received, and a couple are questions or comments that I found while I was on Connect. And for those of you who don't know, Connect is a social stream that is part of the Weight Watchers mobile app. It's kind of like nice Twitter, because it's all positive messages. Members post their successes, you know, questions they might have, photos of themselves being successful. It's a really nice social feed. And like I said, it's nice. People are positive and uplifting. And I oftentimes will find myself just popping open Connect if I need a little boost. Need to feel good and not have to deal with the cesspool that is Twitter. All right, so this first question was one I found on Connect. Here we go. I just joined Weight Watchers, and I'm incredibly nervous about going to meetings. Anybody have advice to encourage me to follow through with the program and go to the meetings? Well, first of all, there is nothing to be nervous about. I promise you that the meeting room is not filled with mean people. Quite the opposite, in fact. Now, you may find your occasional quirky person, I will not lie, but the receptionist and the meeting leaders are all Weight Watchers members. You have to be a Weight Watchers member in order to work for Weight Watchers. You have to have been successful on the Weight Watchers program to even apply for a job there. I went through that whole process a ways back. I'm still planning on being a Weight Watchers leader at some point once I have a little bit easier schedule. But yes, you actually have to be a successful Weight Watchers member in order to work there. So really, they've gone through the exact same things that you're going through now. They've been there, done that. And they know all of the struggles and the pitfalls. They know every way that you can maybe try to game the program. If you're thinking about it, they've probably done it. But on the flip side, their job is now to help you be successful. That is why they're there. So do not be nervous about walking in to a Weight Watchers center or going to a meeting. When you first arrive, I promise you, you will be welcomed with open arms. You will be congratulated on taking the first step towards being healthier and happier. You'll get signed up and then you'll hop on the scale for your weigh-in. You'll receive all the program materials and you'll head on into the meeting. The meeting itself is about a half hour long, and you'll hear from members in all sorts of stages of weight loss, struggles, successes, and advice. You'll have people in that meeting room that are just joining for the first time that week. And then you'll have folks like me who are lifetime members who have been going to the same meeting for, 3 years. So you've got all along the spectrum. You've got all sorts of experience in that room with you. The meetings are incredibly fun and educational, and I guarantee that you will walk out of there with more willpower and motivation. I've been going to these meetings for 3 years. Well, for a lot more than 3 years. I've been going to meetings for probably 20 years. And every single time I walk out of there with something new, and I walk out of there with new motivation and new willpower, and it's just great. After the meeting, the leader will invite newbies for a quick getting started session, and you should definitely take advantage of this. You'll be able to ask questions and get the nitty gritty on how the program works. Like I said, every aspect of the meeting is fun and inspirational. Absolutely nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. I love my meetings. My leader is great, and the members in my particular meeting are fantastic. I have made many new friends in my meeting, and I look forward to seeing them every week. Here is a quick shout out to Emily and Karen and Trisha and Rana. I don't know if you guys listen, but if you do, hey, and I will see you next week. So you'd also ask the comment that was on Connect. Now, this person that made this comment on Connect had no idea that I was going to be answering this on the podcast, has no idea that I probably even have a podcast. So this was just a question that I found. So the other half of the question was, anybody have any advice to encourage me to follow through with the program? Well, here's my encouragement. Think about why you want to lose weight and why you're walking into Weight Watchers. Define for yourself what you want to accomplish and why you want to accomplish it. That in itself will be very encouraging. And once you're in that meeting, you will see how everything fits together, and you will leave every meeting ready to start a new week and really rock it. Again, the biggest piece of advice I have overall is to make it very, very clear to yourself why you want to lose weight and remind yourself of it all the time. Keep your why close by. Knowing why will keep you on track, I swear. And let's see, what if you don't like the meeting or the meeting leader? Well, that leads me to the next question, which came from a listener email. Here's the question. Do you think the leader is important to your success? I don't think I clicked with the Wednesday evening meeting. I think she's too young. The leader tonight seemed very down to earth. The meeting was full and very interactive. I think I may do the Thursday meetings now. Well, the answer is yes. I truly believe that your meeting leader is a very important part of your success. Every leader has his or her own style. And just like with people you meet in your everyday life, some people you click with and some people you don't. There are leaders that I've encountered that I just can't make a connection with, but that leader other members may love. I don't get it, but I just went ahead and found another meeting and found another leader. Luckily, right now, I have the best of everything. I have a meeting at a great, convenient time for me with an inspirational and helpful leader. And like I said, so many great friends, members in that meeting room. Now, I was in one meeting where the leader was more interested in telling the group about all her new clothes than in sharing some actual helpful information. Some members loved her. I did not. I found a new meeting. Then another time I was in a meeting with a leader who kept using this particular annoying phrase over and over and over, and it just drove me insane. Some members loved her. I did not. I found a new meeting. And there have been times that I've followed a particularly awesome leader from meeting to meeting. I'd go to different meeting locations just to be in her meetings. I really clicked with her. She's the one I've talked about before. Her name is Chris, and she is from the Latham, New York Center. I am even making plans to go to one of her meetings the next time I'm in New York. I'm not sure when that will be, but I will be making it a point to go to one of her meetings. And I've been thinking about it. I really want to let her know how much her meetings and her leadership has meant to me over the years. I think she'd probably like to know that. And that's what I mean. If you find the right leader, going to meetings will be a joy, something you look forward to, and it will make your whole journey more fun and rewarding. If you find the right leader and make a connection, then you have another ally that you can turn to if you need support. My current leader is so good when it comes to support outside the meeting room. She started a Facebook group for her little group of meetings. She runs a few in the area. And she also sends out weekly inspirational text messages to give you a little boost. She has been so honest and helpful to me that I don't think I'd have made it to goal without her. She's gotten to know me, and she always takes the time before the meeting to catch up and see how things are going. And not just with me, with everyone. She is amazing. I hope that you can find a leader who will do that for you too. Maybe you just got to shop around. If the leader that you're in a meeting with is rubbing you the wrong way, or if you find yourself annoyed at the meeting, then you are in the wrong meeting. Luckily, Weight Watchers offers many meetings throughout the week, hopefully at more than one location near you. Not sure where y'all are at. Could be you're in a rural location. Maybe there's only one place to have a meeting. So maybe there's not so much you can do, but most places have multiple meetings and multiple locations and multiple leaders, so hopefully you'll be able to find something. Go on the Weight Watchers website and search for a meeting. Then try a few meetings until you find one that works for you. Just as a reminder, I mentioned this on the last episode, but you can go to as many meetings as you want in 1 week. I mean, you do have to weigh in or check in at one of them, but you can go to as many meetings as you want in a week. So, you know, kind of go to a few 1 week if you want. You don't have to pay extra or anything like that. If you keep going to a meeting that you hate, you are doing yourself a disservice and you probably won't stick with the program. So there you go. That's about meetings. I highly recommend them. They have been instrumental to my success. And I think that that's been the case for most Weight Watchers members too. I think they're, you know, Weight Watchers has a study or something that they've worked on that said the people who attend meetings are very much more successful than people who don't. So, I mean, if you are doing online only, then that's fine. If that's what works for you, that's great. But if you can attend meetings, that's something that you can fit into your schedule, do it. You will not regret it. I think it's great, but you just got to shop around a little bit until you find the one that works for you. Okay, here's the last question that came up. And this was something else I found on Connect. Again, this person has no idea that I'm using this on the podcast. Probably doesn't even know that I exist. Here it goes. What do you do when you are no longer losing, no matter how hard you try? You are tracking every bite. You are drinking your water. You are hitting your step goal. And the scale keeps going back and forth between the same 2 pounds, and the clothes say the scale isn't lying. Then what? Well, I've been there. Last year, from mid-May to early November, I was stuck. I was gaining and losing the same 2 pounds over and over and over and over. I was close to my goal weight, but I was just so far away at the same time. I was following the program, or so I thought, but the scale was just not moving consistently. I was stuck, and I was so frustrated. But I got some good advice from a fellow podcaster, Hello Fat Dag. I have no idea if he knows about my podcast, but I know about his. I follow him on Twitter. Actually, we had a fun conversation on Twitter today, so he's a super nice guy. So there's another podcast that could be helpful to you too, Fat Dag. Anyway, so I started listening to his podcast, and I managed to turn things around and get the goal. He's very inspirational. You know, kind of like somebody needs to cut the barber's hair, right? Well, sometimes, you know, that's what I turn to for motivation, is another podcast. But here's what I did. So here's what you can do. Double check what you're doing. Give yourself a check. Now, you said you're tracking every bite. Are you being truly honest with yourself? Now, I found that even though I was tracking, I was cheating. I would eat a little more here, a little more there. Portions were getting a little fuzzy around the edges. I was kind of guessing how much I was eating, not actually weighing or measuring. There were some bites, licks, and tastes that I wasn't counting. Some bread I wasn't counting. Snacking late at night, not counting it. I was in denial. I was lying to myself. But those calories weren't fake just because I was pretending they didn't count. So I had to make myself accountable to myself. So take a close and brutally honest look at what you're eating. Get out the measuring spoons and the kitchen scale. Take it back to basics. I'd be willing to bet you're fudging the numbers a little bit and kind of fooling yourself, when in reality, you're not fooling anybody. I am not trying to be mean. But sometimes brutal honesty reveals the truth that we don't want to tell ourselves. Also, take a look at your weekly points. Are you eating them all? Are you eating none? You have some wiggle room with this too to do some experimentation. If you usually eat all of your weeklies, try not using any of them, or only have half. And if you usually don't eat any of your weeklies, try dipping into them a little bit. Sometimes just shaking things up a bit can rattle your body's cage and get it moving again in the right direction. Another thing to think about is, are you eating too many zero-point foods? This comes up a lot, and I see people complain about this a lot. They're like, all I'm eating is zero-point foods, but I'm gaining weight. Yeah, they're zero-point foods, but they're not zero calorie foods. Because an egg is 0 points doesn't mean you should eat a dozen eggs a day, because they still have calories. Eggs still have 70 calories each. So it's not like a free ride. So be conscious of the 0 point foods that you're eating. It really is easy to overeat the 0 point foods. I know Weight Watchers picked these particular 0 point foods that they think are difficult to overeat, but we're Weight Watchers members. There is nothing too difficult for us to overeat. You can eat, I don't eat chicken, but I know plenty of people who are overeating on the chicken, and they're eating 5 and 6 eggs a day, or they're eating 2-3 cups of beans, or 3 cups of yogurt. Those things are not calorie free, so be conscious of that too. Give yourself a check. Are you eating too many of the 0 point foods? If you are, kind of cut back. Just kind of build your meals on them, but don't eat them exclusively. So maybe finally play around with the foods that you eat. If you find yourself eating the same foods day in and day out, try changing some things up and mixing some new foods. It will give you a psychological boost, alleviate some boredom you might be having. And it could do a bit to kickstart your body too. Give it a try. It definitely won't hurt, and maybe you'll find something new that you like. And another thing you can do is boost your exercise a little bit. Now, you said you're reaching your step goal, which is great. I don't know what your step goal is. Maybe your step goal is 5,000. If that's it, can you push yourself a little bit further? Maybe set your goal to 7,000. Maybe set your goal to 10,000 steps a day. Walk a little longer. Take more walk breaks throughout the day. Maybe try a new activity besides walking. Now, this will do two things. Pushing yourself a little bit harder will burn off a few more calories every day, which is great. But it will also make you feel better about yourself and spur you into doing even more good things for yourself. Success breeds success. And study after study has shown that exercise is great for your mind too. It releases endorphins, which make you feel better and put you in a good mood. And they make you feel better about everything. And I don't have to tell you that 90%, some days 100%, 90% of this weight loss journey is mental. It's all about getting yourself in the right mindset. Everything flows from being in a good mindset. Everything flows from positivity. Well, if you're not ready to kick up the exercise, then just set yourself a goal of being just a little bit better than you were yesterday. Being a little bit faster than you were yesterday. Doing a little bit more than you did yesterday. Just be a little bit better. And probably the most important thing that I did when I was stuck in my journey, I found my why. I'm going to say this probably a million times, but it's the most important thing. What's your why? It's why you're doing this whole thing in the first place. Why you walked through the doors of Weight Watchers. Now, we don't always know what our why is exactly. I mean, we kind of have an idea. I want to lose weight. I want to wear a smaller size. I want to fit into a size 10, whatever. Those are good reasons. But I don't think that in and of themselves, they're very motivating. They're kind of blah and boring and not very inspirational. You need to find the why that is powerful and meaningful to you. The why that will motivate you every single day and keep you focused on your goals. Find your why and remind yourself of it regularly, especially when you're feeling challenged or when you're struggling or when you're stuck or you're just losing and gaining those same 2 pounds over and over and over again. Remind yourself why you're worth it and what your why will bring to you. And giving yourself a check-in will give you an opportunity to revise your why if you need to. As you change, as you start reaching your goals, your why is going to change too. My why changed several times. At first, my why was so I could shop at a regular clothing store, not a plus size store, and so I could wear cute clothes. And after losing some weight, I did accomplish that goal. I was finally able to shop in normal everyday stores. And that's where I found myself in May of last year. I had accomplished that goal, and now I was stuck because I had accomplished that short-term goal. But I wasn't at my goal weight yet, and I needed a new why, something new to focus on to keep me going, to get me all the way to goal and beyond. I floundered around for 6 months until I stumbled upon that podcast that I told you about, Fat Dag, and I decided to take his advice and really, really think about a new why. Something so personal and meaningful to me that it would keep me focused. And after a lot of thought, I set myself a new why, which was, I want to love my body, not just for what it looks like, but for what it can do. And now, I think I've really accomplished that goal. I'm running regularly, and I've really stepped up my fitness game. I take 2 fitness classes a week now, in addition to the running, and I am feeling really, really good. My arms are starting to get some definition because of the strength training that I'm doing. The other day, I looked down at, and in the mirror, looked at myself, and I'm like, whoa, I think I might have an ab. It was really nice to see some definition and some things were really happening. So now, 4 months later, after I set that good why that was working, like I said, I needed a new why, a new, even more specific why. Again, gave it some thought over the last couple of weeks and decided that my new why It's just kind of an offshoot of my previous why, but it's more specific. My new why is I want to be lean and strong. I think this new, very specific why will be very helpful when I'm staring at a Funfetti cupcake. Will eating this help me be lean and strong? No, it will not. Bye-bye, Funfetti cupcake. So having a real strong, specific why can really keep you focused. That's what a why needs to do. It needs to help you stay on track to achieve your very worthy goals. Don't let a stupid cupcake or anything else get in the way of your why. Remind yourself why you want to do what you're doing and ask yourself if this choice in front of you is going to help you get there. If not, walk away. You are strong. You can do it. Your goals are important. You are worth it. And finally, my last piece of advice for today, don't quit. Just don't quit. It's going to get tough. You're going to have rough days and rough weeks, and you're going to feel like throwing in the towel. Don't. Just don't quit. Because what do you get by quitting? You get nothing. And you'll probably just end up joining Weight Watchers again. But this time, you're going to be at a higher starting weight. Don't do it. Don't quit. You can do it. You have all the power. You have total control of what you eat and what you do. It's all in your hands. You have the power within you. It is all within your reach. You can do it. You have all of the tools to reach your goal. Just put your plan into place and make it happen. I believe in you. So believe in yourself and you can do it. Go get them. Whew, got a little carried away there. Well, send me an email. I want to hear about you and what you're doing to be successful on your journey. Let's celebrate together. I really do want to hear from you. Please send me an email. I want to celebrate with you. I want to share your story with the other people that listen. And hey, I know there are people listening. So this is just very exciting for me. So hey, all you out there, I'm so happy you're out there listening. And I do want to hear from you. Send me an email. The address is wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. That's wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. And I'll share your email on next week's show. Like I said, I really do want to hear from you. It is fun to know there are people out there listening. And you are not alone. There are so many of us out there on this journey, and we are all here to support you. Just ask. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Google Play. I'm available on all those platforms now. Leave me a rating and a review and tell your friends about me. Your reviews will help more people find me, and then they'll start getting the same motivation and inspiration that you're getting. You can also find me on Facebook. Search for the Wendelicious at Goal Facebook page. Follow me, comment on the post, share some recipes, and get some support from the more than 100 people who are currently following my page. There are strength in numbers. And I will post the link to the Facebook page in the show notes. Oh, and hey, I'm also on Instagram. I will post my profile link in the show notes as well. I post photos of food that I've made, mostly vegetarian and vegan meals, but all Weight Watchers friendly. And I also post pictures of my adorable dog, so you're going to get that too. It is a fun feed. Come on over, say hi. And again, don't forget to drop me a line. Tell me how you're doing. wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. I really do want to hear from you. Well, have a great week and meet me back here next Monday. Let's do this.